Journalist Anne Taylor Fleming is known for her on-air essays on the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer and as a contributor to Newsnight with Aaron Brown. Now she's published her first work of fiction, a pair of novellas called Marriage, a Duet. Book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review.
My New Year's resolution was to be less judgmental, an admirable way to live, but a stupid way to read. Accordingly, last week I spent way too much time embracing big chunks of mediocre to bad new books, trying to convince myself there was something to like in each of them. I started with the fat new novel by a master nonfiction writer who shouldn't write novels, abandoned that book for an earnest first novel with a weak voice, and then moved on to a new agey travelogue whose zen pointlessness irritated rather than soothed me. By the time I stumbled onto Anne Taylor Fleming's two novellas, collectively called Marriage, a Duet, I was worn out from the effort to be affirming. That's when Fleming's writing reminded me that when a book is genuinely good, falling in love doesn't take work. Staying in love, however, that's another matter, as Fleming herself demonstrates. Both of these smart, sexually frank, and tightly constructed novellas are about solid marriages that have been cracked by infidelity. In the first, called A Married Woman, the fracture is decades old but still noticeable, so to speak, on X-rays. The novella opens in a hospital room where an older woman named Caroline Betts attends her comatose husband William's bedside. She's joined sporadically by her two middle-aged children, Kate, a no-nonsense lawyer, and Stephen, a restaurant owner. Kate and Stephen are shaken by the fact that their mother, instead of growing haggard during her vigil, has gotten prettier. Her clothes are stylish, she's wearing more makeup, and one afternoon in the hospital bathroom, she even dyes her gray hair brown. What they don't know is that Caroline irrationally wants to make herself look good in anticipation of the deathbed reappearance of William's mistress, a younger woman for whom decades ago, stalwart William came very, very close to leaving Caroline. In supple language that delights because of its surprising shifts in mood, Fleming captures the terror and tedium of the hospital, and she makes readers understand how Caroline, while steeling herself for the ultimate abandonment of death, would be overwhelmed by memories of William's earlier near abandonment of her. There's also an element of gallows humor here, as when Caroline looks down on her formerly noisy, opinionated, and garrulous husband and takes some pleasure in the fact that he's been permanently silenced. But humor, in all its ghastlier shadings, really comes to the fore in the second superb novella, A Married Man, in which a youngish, successful financial advisor named David Sanderson takes a psychological nosedive after his wife Marcia confesses to a quickie bout of car sex with one of his clients. Then she matter-of-factly expects forgiveness. Meditating on Marcia's emotional efficiency, David goes off on this riff. This was the new breed of women. Never before in the history of the world had so many women been so competent at so many things. They had their careers and their babies. They were gourmet cooks and self-aware lovers. They could do the carving and the barbecuing. Where had they come from? He thought of his own mother. She was from a whole different species of women, from a whole other planet, the planet of the aprons, of the perennially overcooked pork chops, of the intractable postpartum pounds, of the public and no doubt private prudery. She and her friends got old young. Marcia and her friends were determined to be young old. David is a mess and fights for his right to be one with the therapist he and Marcia are seeing, an adultery counselor who's made a fortune by writing about his own adulterousness. It's easy to take cheap shots at therapy, and through David, Fleming gleefully takes them here. She also captures the antic joy of small children. David and Marcia have two little boys, the physical symptoms of heartbreak, and the strain of living with open-endedness. Both of Fleming's novellas, but particularly the second, reminded me of the greatest novella I've ever read about adultery, Jane Smiley's The Age of Grief. By virtue of their wit and emotional power, Fleming's novellas deserve a coveted perch near Smiley's shady literary company.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Marriage, a Duet by Anne Taylor Fleming.